Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Our mission, as always, is pretty simple. We take a pile of sources, pull out the really key stuff, and, well, hopefully make sure you walk away knowing more or at least have some surprising bits to think about. Today, we're looking at something I find fascinating, this mix of ancient practice and really modern branding. Our source is this detailed excerpt, basically profiling the services of an astrologer, Arjun Nanda. He operates under this banner, London Vedic Guidance.
Yeah, it's very specific.
It really is. It's like a marketing plan laid out, what they offer, the claims they make, the methods, all of it.
And that's what this deep dive is about, right? Getting under the hood of that plan. We're not just, you know, reading off the points. We want to look at the strategy behind them.
Exactly.
So our goal is really to unpack the specific claims, what they say backs them up, credentials, that sort of thing. The methodology, and this is key, the huge range of solutions this service apparently offers.
What jumped out at me straight away, and why I think this is kind of a masterclass in positioning, is just the sheer confidence right from the start.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about some quiet little consultancy. This document says it's profiling the best astrologer in London. That's quite a claim.
It is.
Promising accurate predictions and trusted life guidance. And that focus on London, best in London, in such a global city, it just sort of anchors the whole thing, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It's like an immediate signal, isn't it, to the potential client that this is relevant now here. For you listening, looking at this helps understand how these very personal, tradition-based services, well, how they strategically sell themselves in these competitive modern places.
Okay, let's start with the main person mentioned. The source really focuses on the individual practitioner, astrologer Arjun Nanda. That makes it feel personal, not just some abstract service.
That personal touch is definitely key. But like you said, it's the geography that makes it stick. They keep hammering that London connection. Best astrologer in London. Personalized astrology consultations in London. It kind of grounds the spiritual side in the, well, the everyday urban reality. When you're dealing with things like fate, karma, bringing it down to a postcode makes it feel immediate, accessible, not distant and, you know, mythical.
Yeah, I find that localization really interesting.
Yeah.
Grounding the mystical. But okay, if someone's looking for trusted life guidance, that word trusted is doing a lot of work there. Trust needs some basis, right?
Definitely.
The source makes this big claim about trust. How does it actually, you know, back that up? What credentials are they putting forward for Arjun Nanda to support offering this kind of high-level guidance?
Well, this is where the marketing gets quite interesting, I think. The source gives two main reasons for the service's authority, and they kind of create this duality.
Okay.
On one hand, you've got the more tangible claim, years of experience. That appeals to, you know, longevity, practice, skill built over time.
Makes sense. Experience counts. But what's the other side of that? Because just being around a long time doesn't automatically mean accurate predictions.
Exactly. The other side is more intuitive, more subjective. It's spiritual insight. So the authority to help people overcome life's challenges, as they put it, it rests on this blend. Empirical time spent doing it, plus this inherent wisdom or intuition.
Yeah.
It's a strategic mix, really. Experience suggests competence, right? But the insight provides that extra edge you'd want for trusted guidance. They're sort of leveraging two different kinds of authority at the same time.
So they're presenting him not just as someone who's, like, studied the charts for ages, but someone with this innate spiritual ability to interpret those charts correctly for the individual. It makes the service sound much deeper than just a technical reading.
Precisely. And for you, the potential client, that blend kind of covers the bases. If you value tradition and time, you've got the years of experience. If you're looking for something maybe deeper, you have the promise of spiritual insight. It aims to build confidence regardless of your own perspective.
Okay, so we've got the brand, the location, the claimed credentials. But if we're talking accurate predictions, we need to look at the engine, right? What's driving the advice? The source is actually very specific about the discipline they use.
Yes, and that clarity seems intentional.
Yeah.
They explicitly say the foundation is authentic Vedic astrology. Now, that's more than just a label.
Right.
It confirms the practice is rooted in a specific traditional system, distinct geographically too. It immediately sets it apart from, say, Western astrology or more generalized modern approaches.
Okay, for those of us maybe not so familiar, why does using Vedic and stressing authentic, why does that matter here?
Well, it speaks to tradition. Rigor. Vedic astrology, or Jyotish, as it's also known, relies heavily on the sidereal zodiac. That tracks the actual fixed star positions, unlike the tropical zodiac often used in the West, which is tied more to the seasons. So claiming authentic Vedic astrology tells the client the method is based on ancient texts, precise traditional calculations. It's an appeal to an established authoritative lineage, you know, uninterrupted knowledge.
That makes sense. It builds confidence in the technical side of things. So this rigorous method, it leads to a specific service, right?
Yeah.
What's the actual thing the client gets for their money?
The tangible output, yeah. The core thing they buy is the precise horoscope readings. That's the technical application of that authentic Vedic method. The reading is the sort of raw product.
But the material doesn't just stop at the reading, does it? It jumps pretty quickly from the technical chart to this huge aspirational outcome. It's not just about knowing your stars. It's about changing your life.
Yes.
What's that overall goal, that promise of transformation that connects the reading to the client's future?
The goal is positioned as helping the listener you achieve a brighter and more balanced future. That's the real product they're selling, arguably. When you dig into it, the service is selling the transformation, the move from feeling uncertain or stuck to feeling clear and balanced. The horoscope is the tool, the diagnostic. But the journey from a technical chart to a brighter future, that's the whole point of the offer.
That's a really interesting way to frame it. Selling life management, powered by these ancient diagnostics.
Pretty much.
So let's look at where this life management gets applied. What strikes me is just how broad the range of problems is that they claim to fix. It seems to hit the big universal human anxieties.
Yes, the scope is definitely broad, but it's also quite targeted. They focus on the most common reasons people might seek this kind of guidance, breaking them down into these, well, critical areas.
Like what specifically?
First, there's the relational, the emotional side. The source clearly calls this love problem solutions.
Right, a big one for many people.
Definitely. And the second category tackles those external pressures, particularly in a place like London, the professional world.
Okay.
So the professional guidance is listed as career advice. Essentially, through this lens of authentic Vedic astrology, Arjun Nanda claims to offer specific, practical advice on managing both your love life and your job path.
Which are, let's face it, two huge pillars of security and happiness for most people.
Exactly. Those cover the immediate, often painful, problems. But, as you hinted, the marketing goes further.
Yeah, it doesn't just stop at fixing a relationship or landing a promotion. The promised outcomes go way beyond solving specific issues. They get into ultimate well-being territory.
They really do. This is the most expansive part of the claim. The source promises that the client will ultimately achieve happiness, success, and peace. Those three.
Wow. Happiness, success, and peace. That's the trifecta.
It is. They're connecting the practical fixes, the career help, the love solutions to this holistic state of, well, flourishing.
It's almost like saying, come for the job advice, stay for enlightenment. It frames the whole thing as this comprehensive guide to total well-being, moving from a specific pain point, like a job issue, to a universal desire, like peace.
Precisely. And for you listening, think about this. By bundling love and career fixes under this big umbrella of guaranteed happiness and peace, they're essentially offering a single key for the complex modern life. The Vedic guidance becomes the master tool to unlock a satisfying life, especially in a busy, maybe confusing city.
Okay, so given that this service is so firmly rooted in London and offers this mix of ancient wisdom and modern problem solving, getting hold of them needs to be straightforward, right?
Absolutely.
The source gives very clear, very modern ways for potential clients to actually access this personalized guidance.
Yeah, accessibility is crucial for any professional service today, especially in a fast-paced city. The source is very explicit, lays out multiple flexible ways for clients to connect with astrologer Arjun Nanda.
What are those main contact methods that the source lists, the ones that reinforce that professional image?
Okay, so there are three clear routes. First, the digital presence, the website link, arjunnathastrologer.co.uk. That gives them an immediate online legitimacy, professionalism.
Standard stuff these days, but important.
Right.
And for people who prefer a more direct line.
Second, there's the direct phone option. It lists a standard UK mobile number, +44 7424 198375. And third, for email inquiries or maybe scheduling, there's the email address, arjunnata1282@gmail.com.
Right. The clarity there is actually quite telling, isn't it? Having a dedicated website, a UK phone number, an email, it reinforces the idea that this isn't some, you know, vague or fleeting service. It's presented as a professional operation.
Exactly.
Offering deep spiritual insight, but with transparent, accessible, modern ways to actually engage.
It connects the very traditional foundation Vedic astrology with very professional 21st century customer service expectations. They make it easy for you to go from reading the claims online to actually booking the guidance.
So wrapping up this deep dive then, the source material really gives us a fascinating case study in strategic branding, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It paints this detailed picture of a service using a bold, very localized claim, best in London, fueled by a specific ancient discipline presented as authoritative, authentic Vedic astrology.
Right.
And all this is aimed at offering surprisingly broad, intensely modern life solutions, targeting both those deep anxieties we talk about, love, career, and also our highest hopes, like happiness and peace.
Yeah, and what really stands out when you break down this whole marketing approach is that strategic link they forge between the ancient and the modern.
Definitely.
They're taking a traditional practice, Vedic astrology, and applying it directly to very modern psychological needs, achieving goals like success and peace within the very specific competitive setting of a global city like London.
Yeah.
Which leaves you with a pretty compelling question to think about, doesn't it? How does the need for effective modern marketing actually shape, package, and maybe even frame how we perceive ancient esoteric wisdom for today's, you know, busy online consumer?
That's a great question for all of us to consider navigating this world full of information. Thanks for joining us on the deep dive. We'll catch you next time.